Several weeks ago, Dale Jr. came into town, and the mayor and the Bristol Motor Speedway folks, and they signed a letter of intent to renovate the Fairground Speedway and bring NASCAR back to Nashville. There is a fair board meeting coming up on Tuesday, and Jerry Caldwell is the Bristol Motor Speedway general manager, and Jerry joins us now. Love having you back on the show, Jerry. How are things?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, let me just go ahead and tell you how much we enjoyed watching the dirt track racing at Bristol on the television while we were doing the show. That was awesome.
Oh, glad to hear it. I'm still digging dirt out of my ears. but it was a huge success. Great events, and fans loved it. I thought it was great racing. A lot of fun.
How big of a process was that to get the dirt in, but also maybe even more challenging to get the dirt out?
Yeah, that's going on right now. We have extra shovels if anybody wants to come over and help out. It was 2,300 dump truck loads to do that, to convert that concrete into a dirt track. At the deepest part, it was 7.5 feet deep.
Wow.
Front stretch and back stretch were about 18 inches deep of dirt. So it's going to take us a while to get it out, but we've got a great team doing it. It was a huge couple of months of dirt, really, the cup race, and then we had a few other events there.
Was there any hesitation in that? I mean, knowing the process?
You know, we did it 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. We put dirt on the track and ran some World of Outlaws events. So we knew we could do it. It really was just the process. So, yeah, I mean, it's a huge undertaking. Yeah. But when you work for Bruton and Marcus Smith, I never know what idea is coming next. and thankfully, we've got a good team that can help execute it.
Well, Jerry, some awesome stuff going on at the fairgrounds. We're looking forward to watching this process of NASCAR returning to that site. First time since 1984. Where are we? I know there's a fair board meeting coming up next week.
Yeah, we are. We're really excited about the historic Fairground Speedway. I mean, what an iconic venue. And we're excited about working through this process right now. We're really in the listening stage and talking to the community.
Okay.
And then working closely with the Fair Board on how we can revitalize and restore this iconic venue. I mean, that track has been there for more than 100 years. Nashville has an obligation from that referendum back several years ago. They have to have racing there. So if we're going to do that, how can we do it in the best way possible? And we think that we can work closely with Metro and the Fair Board to really create a facility that can be special to host NASCAR races and other races, but also address some of those neighborhood concerns, you know, put some sound walls in for sound mitigation, improve the flow in and out of there, and really complete that last piece of the puzzle for that all the great work that's going on out at the fairgrounds.
Jerry Caldwell with us talking about the Fairground Speedway, and you talked about the history, and you know it's awesome to see and hear all the stories from the old guard in that NASCAR world, and even you know Dale Jr. has been a huge proponent of bringing NASCAR back within the city of Nashville. What does the younger generation of NASCAR driver know about the history of that track, and what do they understand, do you think?
You know, many of them have driven there in other events, not necessarily a NASCAR event, but maybe it was All-American 400 or been over there for an ARCA race or something. A lot of them have. And, you know, within our sport, there's a tremendous appreciation for the history of the sport and kind of what has built it to where it is today. It's very similar to Nashville. I think one of the things that makes Nashville so special is that we're able to embrace the history, but also modernize it and bring it along and make it for everyone. So we're excited about it, and the sport as a whole seems to be very excited about it, including that younger generation.
Yeah,
Jerry, I think it's something great you guys are doing, man, bringing it back to Nashville. What is something you're going to do to attract a younger crowd, the 25 to 35-year-olds? How do you get those guys in the seats?
You know, really what it is get them out there and let them try it once. Mm-hmm. And I've seen time and time again folks that come try it, then they start coming back with their friends. And that's what we'll do. We'll work closely trying to target that younger audience to make sure that they can come enjoy it. But we want it to be for everybody. You know, we're in the entertainment business, and when we put on a race, it really is a party and a fun time. And there happens to be a race going on, and we want everyone to come out and feel welcome to be able to enjoy that.
Yeah, I know a guy like Alvin Kamara, he's just gotten into it, the running back for the New Orleans Saints. Yeah. So that's big time for him being a Tennessee guy. And anytime you need somebody to just jump up there in the box, I'm sure me, Babs, and Brent would jump up there and wave the flag. You know, so if you need some help, you let us know.
I was thinking you could maybe be in the pace car to start the race.
Yeah, there we go. Come on, talk my language there. Talk my language.
I don't know about a 6'8 guy in a race car.
I need a sunroof.
I can hang out the roof.
We'll start the car in a Suburban then so you can fit in it.
Jerry Caldwell, general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway. Jerry, how challenging has it been with discussions with like the soccer community and also the residential area there? And do you feel good about where everything is now?
Yeah, I do feel good. I think we've had very good conversations with them. You know, some things that we want to make sure they understand is this does not mean more racing. There are currently 10 event weekends that can take place out there, and that's exactly what we're talking about. We're not talking about any additional race weekends. But we are talking about the type of racing that will be there, and this will be a different type of racing, better racing. We can generate more revenue to help pay for all this. And we're able to address a lot of their concerns with sound. Sound mitigation that will be put in place with the sound barrier that would go around the backside of the property. And then consistency with events is another thing that we've heard from the community, and we know that we can help address that and make it something that they know when to expect cars to be on the track and when not to.
What kind of time frame are you working with here? Like, you know, what should we expect in terms of when NASCAR may put a race at the Fairgrounds Speedway?
Yeah, for the next few months, it's really having community conversations, working with the elected officials and the fair board members, and working on contracts and what those look like to make sure that works for everyone. Hopefully, we'll have that wrapped up over the next few months. And then, you know, construction probably is around an 18-month window. So, you know, if everything goes as planned, you'd be looking at the 2023 season.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate the visit. Always enjoy talking with you. Love the update. And I know people in Nashville appreciate that information as well.
Yeah, thank you guys. All always right. A pleasure.
It. There you go. There is Jerry Caldwell, general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway, who